I'm your Dungeon Master, Michael D'Amaro. My pronouns are he, him, and with me is Timothy Lanning. We have Jennifer Cheek. Nika Howard. And Mike Bachman.
Woo! It's hot.
Let's crack another beer.
How's everybody doing? Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Another fucking GeeklyCon, huh?
Yeah, man.
They said it would never happen again, and yet here we, actually no one said that.
All those motherfuckers said it would never happen again, and we showed them off.
You know what it is?
Showed them off.
We jerked them.
Jerked them right off. I've said this 17 or 18 times, this is a return to Scrappy GeeklyCon. Probably be a little posh next year, but we're Scrappy. And because of that, you know, a couple things coming together last minute. I didn't send David my notes, so I'm just going to, I trust David implicitly. We all know this.
Yes.
So, he has too much power.
Yeah, so if...
One day he will destroy us.
So David, if you could, just if I start going too far and I'm going to like embarrass myself or my friends and family, could just like...
Your children.
Stop, kill the lights or something, just stop me. Yeah.
Light treason or something.
No, actually, that's a really... Yes. That's a good idea. David, can you do that? Can you kill the lights?
Just like as a test?
Yeah, like as a test.
Just to see.
Yeah, just to like, because I need the safety net.
All right, here we go.
All right. Okay. All right. I promise this will never come up again.
All right.
I expected Bachman to be dressed as, I don't know, an elephant or...
I heard the chair move, and I instantly looked.
Yeah, I got nervous. Michael, I do have a question, though.
Yeah, what's up, bud?
I was looking through my character sheet, and, like, none of the things that I requested are on here.
Yeah, those came through, and I had to reject them.
Thank
then
you for
what
that,
did I even wear these for?
Get those back. You can charge money for those.
Stop huffing them, Jesus.
They will get you high.
I just want to, you know, check in with everybody. How's everyone doing?
Good. Thank you to Aaron and Susie for helping Jennifer and I have our costumes here.
Yes.
And not getting arrested by the TSA.
Everyone else doing okay?
Yeah.
I'm sweating. It's hot.
Yeah,
it's a little hot.
All right.
I got costume chainmail on my nipples, so I can't be doing a lot of movement.
Okay. Some of you are probably wondering why I'm dressed as a mime.
Me too.
It seemed like a good idea. You shouldn't theoretically need to like be caught up or know what's going on, yada, yada, yada. This is a drinking podcast. This is a canonical podcast. So I'm just gonna set the stage just a little bit. I'm just gonna give a little.
Wait, this is canonical?
For the audience, not for us. Yeah.
No,
not so that we remember what's going on.
Yeah,
just
setting the stage. Just setting the stage a little bit.
There are many realms and many Chucks.
Chucks, the multi-chucks.
Should we say who we're playing, just in case anyone has?
Yeah, I'm gonna run through it. I'm gonna do a little intro, and then we're gonna intro each person. Okay, so not many politics of the big city reach the sleepy mining town of Rhymeford. But by order of the emperor, magic is illegal.
Did you say illegal?
Illegal.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay.
That's going to drastically change how I play, Michael.
Yeah.
Three of us are spellcasters.
So only magic can only be used by the Emperor's army of sorcerers, known as the OT, which
give
we all
it up.
Know.
All OT are bastards.
It's true. Selene's for sure a bastard.
Selene Van Esper has been sent on her first mission by the OT to investigate why production has slowed in the mines of Rhymeford. Things have not gone well for Selene and seem to be getting much worse since the OT has sent a cleanup crew with a warrant for Selene's arrest.
I don't recognize what you're saying, and I disagree.
I feel like Selene's like one of those cop dogs that fails out. Like fucking allies out here. Yeah.
So Jennifer, can you just describe a little bit about Selene for
yeah.
us?
So Selene is a human sorcerer, and she this is the first time she's really left the big city on her own. She is trying to follow the rules, but she's encountering a lot of issues with this and finding out things that are very disturbing to her. Yeah, she's kind of a jerk. That's her deal.
So Selene has struck up a fragile friendship with two of the locals. There's a large, rugged hobgoblin named Chuck. Chuck, do you want to describe your character?
Tim. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim. Chuck is a varying in height, depending on what Nika and I think for the time. Hobgoblin, he's quite tall. He's a cleric. He's quite hefty. He's an older, quote-unquote, retired soldier type that maybe drinks his old war feelings away a bit too much.
He's a dill.
Yeah. He's the only one that knows what the fuck is happening in any given moment, and that's dangerous.
Right? That's shocking.
Yeah. Oops, I did it again.
Chuck has a daughter, an adopted daughter mm-hmm. named Rourke, played by Nika. Nika went on.
Isn't she perfect?
Nika, do you want to talk about
She's just perfect. Get out of there. I almost said that again.
Tell us about Rourke.
Okay, so Rourke is Rourke the Orc. She is a bard. She is tall, again, varying height. Who knows?
I'm taller than you, but sometimes you get real tall. I'm like, yikes, I don't know if I can be that tall.
You know, she likes to fight for what's right, like bringing magic to the people. You know, OT, they're pretty stuffy, and the only thing Selene's got is she's got cool hair. But I think that we can make Selene cool. Lucy is Rourke's best friend. Her papa is Chuck, and her best friend is Ratma.
Ratma, the owner of the tavern who made come.
Hey, y'all saying shit
Rourke
about
the
me.
Rourke and Chuck the fuck.
and also struck up a little relationship with the mine's owner, Screech Echo, who also played by Mike Bachman. Mr. Bachman, you want to tell us about Screech Echo?
Screech is darkness. Screech is true pain. Screech's parents were killed by magic, and Screech has decided to take it upon himself to become a vigilante with no real direction. A bit like Batman Year Zero, if like Batman never went to do any sort of training and just immediately went into the vigilante stuff. He is not good at it.
Yet.
Actually, that's right. Good. That's right.
But he has a lot of money that may not be legal tender anywhere.
Yeah. He only uses company script, so we have the disgraced policeman coming down to kill like Free Press. And we have like the oil magnate who just pays in like company dime. It's an interesting direction.
Yeah.
So the gang, realizing they're not going to get a fair shake with the OT, decided to ambush them, the ones who were coming to collect Selene. Which indirectly led to the death of one of those OT members.
Whoopsie.
And the capture of the other, whose name is Kyle Oakenbacher.
Mm.
And that is kind of where we ended our last episode. They came in, Kyle was fighting a giant metal snake. Metal Kyle.
Yeah, the snake
Skin
was metal.
Kyle was fighting Metal Kyle.
Metal Kyle the snake.
Yes. So they went to question this Kyle character, and they discovered that he's trying to start a revolution against the Emperor. So that's where we are right now.
Okay.
There's a rushing waterfall outside this door. Rushing waterfall outside this
door. Are we sure it's not Belarusian?
What's that?
Are we sure it's not Belarusian?
Oh my god!
The energy's different because we say things that aren't funny, and you guys laugh, and they're like, "I should do that."
They like it. They like
they
this.
Like when we do it.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So basically here we are with Kyle.
Well, Screech is pissed because Screech has gone to great lengths, starting at the bottom of this waterfall, to climb up the switchbacks where we said we were going to meet. And then we just fought through a bunch of stuff. I died maybe twice. And then we get out and we're just right back where I started. I could have just waited.
I'm sorry. So Kyle is wearing a collar just like Celine's. But his is beginning to pulse.
Oh. Like physically pulse?
Like visibly, like you can see it. Pulsing.
Is it like tightening on his throat?
No. It's like almost like glowing.
Oh, okay.
And
hey, bud, are you all right? You kind of seem fucked up.
Viva la revolution!
I am so. I am very confused about why you're here.
I was a simple man, and I.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I stole a loaf of bread. And they forced me to join the OT. I must get to Ratma.
You good?
Oh, he's dying.
Take your time.
I'm not gonna heal him, and that seems illegal, so.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of
Did he still have the bread?
What's that?
Oh,
he
yeah.
Still have the bread?
That was like a long time ago.
Answer the fucking question.
Do you have it?
No, he ate it.
Well, he's dead now, so he can't answer
the
question.
Who's not dead?
Oh, he's not dead?
He's not dead.
Can I do a medicine check to see his...
Nikas has her hand raised, so I unfortunately have to call upon her.
What kind of bread was it?
What's that?
What kind of bread was it?
It was a baguette.
Obviously.
Okay, just regular, not flavored, not
no,
a rosemary.
No, it was not fancy.
Okay.
It was a simple baguette.
It's in the past.
Which they arrested him for.
That's fucked up.
So, was it warm and crusty?
I check his vitals.
Thank you.
This guy needs bread.
I know how to use the D&D Beyond app.
I just realized Tim's sitting next to me and he's going to go.
Yeah, I know what's happening.
Did a peek behind there.
That's a 15 medicine check, my good man.
He seems to be incapacitated by this collar.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it seems to be rendering him unconscious.
What
Can
if
I investigate
we cut it off?
Celine's collar?
You can investigate.
They look the same. Why is Celine's not pulsing? And will it soon?
What episode
16.
Is this?
It was good. It was a good roll, Michael. 16.
16?
Yeah.
It looks exactly the same.
I'm just saying, we're due for some head explodings.
No! Yeah. Don't bring it up! I'm not ready to die tonight.
Right. Celine, I think you should take that off.
Oh, I can't. I would not be allowed to, and in fact, I physically cannot take it off.
Wait, why?
It's part of my contract as a adept of the OT, so he must have done something bad.
He stole that bread.
I think it was maybe something more to do with the OT and less with bread, if I had to guess.
He did say he was going to start a revolution, so that's probably...
It's probably that. That's pretty seditious, so...
What if you just tried to, like, and you're legally not allowed to say that you can kill the president, but, like, what if you, like, say...
I don't even know. Like, am I allowed? Like,
say what you can't say and see what happens.
Yeah, and just add parody.
Yeah, in Minecraft.
I think we should start. No, I'm too scared. I can't. I'm afraid.
Yeah, that checks out. I want to pick up Skin Kyle. Like, well, this has been a very, very strange day. But he did say Ratma at the end, so maybe we should bring him back there or...
Can I get a big rock to try and, like, bash the collar
off? Don't bash the guy!
Oh, my God!
I prefer bash.
Why you don't bash the guy?
That's
not... You can't.
Okay.
We're non-lethal.
Non-lethal smashing!
So you take Kyle back to tavern?
I take Kyle, and while I don't have my notes, I'm sure I can remember the other characters. The other OT.
I can get there.
Something weird.
His name's Corey Blue.
Corey Blue.
Corey Blue.
So, both on my shoulders, carrying like big ass sacks of grain to the tavern for which I work, the Goblin Pit.
Okay. All right, so you walk into the Goblin Pit, a classic fantasy tavern. That's where Rourke performs
semi-nightly. I don't have a notebook. I can't do anything tonight. I fucked up.
Her open mics.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wouldn't it be funny if I tried to get you to do a beat poetry thing live on the stage?
If someone gives me paper, I could write something, probably.
And you are greeted by Ratma. And she goes, oh boy, what is this?
To the storeroom now.
Ratma is a tiny, ancient goblin woman who emits this amazing power.
Yes.
She just vibrates with
sex
it.
Sex pheromones.
Yeah, yeah, sex pheromones and cigarettes.
Sex pheromones.
Exactly, they are one and the same.
Oh, we're doing away with sentences now, are we?
What?
You said storeroom.
Not the time to point out the grammatical inaccuracies.
All right.
I'm busy. You have two guys. I have like an exploded dude on me.
You're dripping on the carpet. Who are these guys?
They're two members of the OT.
Ratma walks you into this, all of you into the storeroom.
Is one of them your boyfriend? He asks for you by name.
What?
His name's Kyle.
Why are you bringing OT in here? And also, what is she doing in here? Pointing at Celine.
Well, they were looking for me.
Oh, you finally wisen up?
Well, I don't really know what you're saying exactly. And it doesn't really have anything to do with what's going on right now, actually. So I don't have to answer that.
Kind of does, though.
I don't want to have this conversation right now. There's a lot going on, okay?
All right.
Should I brain her?
I mean, we're going to do it eventually, right?
Are you going to try to hit me?
Look at the painting, Yogi. You guys seen that meme?
The guy.
Cavern.
His name, it wasn't Kyle, was it?
I just said it was. I think I said it was.
Yeah, it was Skin Kyle.
Yeah, first name Skin.
First name Skin, last name
last
Kyle.
Name
maybe
Kyle.
Third
no.
name Oakenbach.
Middle name Skin. This fragging guy.
Skin Kyle Oakenbach. It's not a big deal though, right? Like,
well,
he's just some bread thief.
This freak, he keeps writing me these letters about starting a revolution.
Shit.
And I thought I'd just ignore him.
So wait, so he's been contacting you about
He's been writing me letters.
Well, who doesn't write me
letters? How does he know you?
Well, back in the old days, me and Emperor Beauregard used to hang out together.
You know what she means for that, right?
Sexually.
I do know that, okay? I've heard of sex before.
Then what is
it? I don't have to tell you that.
Anyway, I guess here he is.
Is this bad?
Yes, it's bad. This is not great.
So in your experience with the OT, if these guys don't come back, which it seems like they're not going to be going back, how long do you think that we have until other OT members are coming out
here? Kyle's not dead.
Yeah, I see his collar's glowing, huh?
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, of course I like know about this, but maybe you also know about this.
Uh-huh.
What exactly happens when one's collar starts glowing and what might cause it to do that, and if you, I don't know, might explode into a million little pieces if it keeps doing it?
Right.
Well, I mean, did he utter any of the unforgivable phrases?
Well, he did mention the room.
What?
I can't say it.
What did he say?
R-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. You know what I'm talking about. Don't make me say it.
You feel like a little tingle in your collar.
I get a little zap.
We actually don't use the same alphabet, so if you could just kind of...
No.
That's the correct choice.
Well, he's probably not going to wake up, and they're probably going to use it to track him down and come get him.
Okay.
I don't think they probably...
Why would they send, this guy here? That is so bad for us.
Yeah, I think he...
It's very inconvenient.
Look, I don't know. I'm just guessing. This is just me guessing here. He probably wanted to come see me. He probably wanted to get on this.
So was his collar already glowing, and then they sent him...
No.
Okay. Well, so he stole the bread while he was here?
It started after the fight ended with the guy. Then he said, Viva la Revolution.
And then the pulse thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting to think we should have attacked him with the bugs.
Yeah, this may actually be causing more problems.
Because then we could have killed Kyle and shown the OT that we're cool. And you can ignore us and scooch, and then you could leave Screech and never come back, and Celine, you could go be, I don't know, a crossing guard
or something. Lots to do here. And lots of money.
Shouldn't we help Kyle? He's like on our side, though.
Can I try to wake him up? Well, I mean,
at the very least,
I'm asking you.
I mean, at the very least, I think we need to wake him up to see what's going on.
Can I heal him?
Yeah.
A kiss? Just a little bit, just a
you,
little bit.
As you go to heal him, you sense that health is not what is keeping him unconscious.
Oh, okay. So does that mean I don't have to waste the spell slot? Perfect. Okay. I don't think it's just healing. I think he needs, I touch his shoulder and I say, hey, Kyle, I think you're doing a really great job. You're doing the best that you can, and everyone here is really supportive of you.
I got a pair of magical bolt cutters up in the attic.
Oh.
Sure.
The attic?
I just leveled up, so I have lesser restoration.
You want to try it?
Sure, fuck it. We're doing magic now. It's not a big deal, Selene.
I've already seen you do it, so whatever, okay?
Screw
it. I'll
forget magic.
Now that I know magic can be helpful sometimes, I'm open.
All right. This isn't... This is so bad. I cast Lesser Restoration.
And what is it? Can you read this?
Well, I don't want to. You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition, afflicting it. That condition can be blinded, defended, or
what was that?
What was the last part about that? The DM saying?
The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. None of the words you have said yet. But let's see what
you say. Golden collar. Curse golden collar.
I don't fucking know. I'm not used to this.
Wait, is he moving, though? If he's not moving, he could be paralyzed.
He's breathing.
That doesn't mean you still breathe when you're paralyzed. Otherwise,
that's
you're
true.
Dead.
That's very true.
Which falls into the same category.
I do cast a spell, so
it does not seem to affect him.
Shit.
Damn what?
Actually, so Michael, so what would Celine know about like the ramifications of cutting a collar? Do they actually like teach us about that?
They tell you that you will die.
They keep it mysterious, but I know it's bad.
No, they tell you you will die.
Oh.
But there's like some wiggle room though, right? Like
I think as far as Celine knows, you will die.
You won't die.
Wait, but you will though.
No.
No, that's...
Oh, you foolish little child.
I have an idea. We could cut off his first, and if he explodes, then we'd just be like, uh-oh.
See? No, I do like that idea. That seems better than trying mine first, personally.
And then it'll probably stop dampening your magical powers.
It's dampening my magical powers?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No, I don't think that's correct. My magical powers are pretty good, so...
All right.
No, they are. I was at the top of my class.
Okay, great. I don't know why you're talking to me still.
You're talking to me! I don't like her.
Anyway, so I know that usually the attic is off limits, but...
Yeah, we don't go in the attic.
Can I go in the attic?
No, we can't go in the attic.
I want to go in the attic.
You can never let Rourke go in the attic.
Please let me go in the attic.
So I'm not going up there.
So plan over, we go to jail. Fine, that's worth it to me.
Okay. A few years back, I got really bored. There was this sort of long, everyone got sick, and I was just bored. I started this little project up in the attic.
Yeah, COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
What happened starting COVID-19?
No, I got bored. Oh, I admitted the COVID. No, everyone else was sick, so I was bored.
Yeah,
I started a little project up in the attic, and he's just gotten really too clingy.
He's gotten clingy?
If you could go take care of him.
Did you do a Frankenstein's?
Oh, it was like a light summoning. The bolt cutters, they're in a black chest, the bag, you can't miss them. You can go take care of it.
And we're going to use the bolt cutters to cut the collar off, but we have to go up in your attic with your creature first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we might as well go up.
Could you, deal with him, though?
Do you want the problem to be gone?
Yeah, I want to be able to go back in the attic.
I don't want to be a dick, but you have to tell us what's in there.
Michael, what time of day is it?
The sun is setting.
It's your time.
Well, you guys got to go up in the attic and fight this thing, so I'm not going to be much good. I'll let you take care of that. And then, Michael, I want to just, stealth away. It's a natural 20.
Shut up!
I too often cover my dice.
Quickly.
It wasn't even a roll you had to lie about. That was a good roll.
What are you talking about? I don't
know. You fade into the shadows.
Where the fuck did that guy? He sucks.
Natural 20. Don't look.
He could have given us a dollar before he left. I like those. I don't know what they're for, but I'm using them on my wall.
Yeah, I smoke them.
Look at your real eye.
I hate Screech so fucking much. But let's go to the attic, I guess.
Yeah, you guys should go up in the attic and take care of that thing, I guess.
Yeah, we have live show healing, so we're able to collect the long rest button and
Oh, yeah,
I still have so...
What is he doing?
I have so few hit points.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are all level four, and you yeah, yeah, you know the
level. We can actually hit the button to do it.
Too. You guys did actually, they leveled up. Woo! You should applaud.
I now have 20 wisdom.
Wow, you're so wise.
Yes.
What are my things?
I think.
All right, so I guess you...
I go in.
Stall a little longer.
David, if you can...
I definitely open the door first. Rourke has been dying to go in the attic for, like, years.
Yeah, sometimes you got, like, a couple years back, you would hear things up there.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, like, noises.
A lot of moaning.
I have fanfic stories about what goes on in the attic.
Yeah, like, Daddy, what does spit in my fucking mouth mean? I don't know what ball torture is. 90% chance Bachman comes out with his dick out.
I'm scared.
Please don't
get it.
Yes. Yes.
Feet. That's my nose.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I heard someone needed some help.
Jesus Christ.
It's Drop Bear.
Drop Bear, thank God you're here.
Yeah.
Would you sign my jacket?
Don't touch it. Sorry. Do you have a pen?
No.
Whose drink is this?
It's Screeches, but he sucks.
Oh, yeah, fuck that guy.
That's right. Yeah, hell yeah, let's go. All
right, so.
Dropper, we're going to the attic. This is a bad idea.
Oh, my God, I love attics. Let's go.
So there's a trap door with a ladder that goes up to the attic.
Ooh.
I go up it.
Begrudgingly, I do let Rourke go first.
You
gotta let him fly sometimes.
You open the trap door and you see only darkness.
I have dark vision.
Every time. So it isn't exactly like squeaky clean up here, but you expected maybe some more dust, but you know, clearly someone is living here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fastidious.
Hello, I'm coming into your home. Is that okay?
From the shadows you hear,
do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?
And a winged demon incubus appears before you.
Does he look like Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That
from
guy from Incubus.
Incubus. Oh. Brandon is the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah. I love Incubus. Do we all hear this?
You all hear it.
I push Rourke out of the way physically.
But I don't know what it is. I just feel so drawn to it. There's something sexy.
Rourke, no, never. Your treasure. Don't.
It yells, I must be free, and it runs towards the trapdoor, and I guess roll initiative.
Whoa. This came out so fast, Michael.
It's been like 25 minutes.
No!
Well. 11 for Chuck.
I also got an 11.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm so sorry. I can't find anything on this.
Ten. Wow, we did bad.
Let's say 10.
And it was 12 for...
Wait, am I still going first?
Yeah, I think you are.
I rolled a 2.
That's what happened. Remedy.
Yeah. Somehow, drop pair. Will you go first?
If everyone rolls bad initiative, a 12 is a 20.
It's true. So I can see it. It's not just a voice.
You don't
yet.
Have dark vision.
I don't have dark vision.
Where is it? Point me in the right direction.
But you know, it is coming towards the trap door, so maybe you can see its silhouette.
So I just start swinging at the shadows, for sure.
Ow!
You just hear.
Whoa.
Shit. Slip it up.
Lick it.
Slip it up.
Let's see. Let's do it.
No!
Legally, Nika's not allowed to spit in my mouth anymore.
We have to make do.
That apparently started a pandemic.
I wanted to apologize for the COVID-19.
So I rolled a natural one to my first attack.
Ooh.
Okay, that makes
sense. But we have a live show, so he has advantage on the first attack roll.
Yeah.
He has audience inspiration.
Yeah.
You're making him so strong.
I hope it's a 3.
I wouldn't count.
15, 21.
Yeah. All right, well, that hits.
That is 7 damage, sneak attack, another 2 points. Oh my God.
Watching people do math live. You
love it. We're so trained just to shut the fuck up so that David can come
out. Oh wait, like, people are actually watching us right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we should film?
What do you guys think we should do?
I can see there's people here. I couldn't see with the sunglasses on last time. That was.
That'd be 15 total, Michael.
15 total damage.
Huh?
15 total damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, paint a word picture for our friends.
I mean, it's literally just, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna swing my sword, or my claws.
So he's standing at the top of the trapdoor looking down at you. There's a ladder up to him.
Oh, am I still down?
You can run up that ladder and...
I don't, I grapple up the ladder.
Of course.
Yeah.
I grapple, you pull up, and it's just like a shoryuken, but with a claw.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
A hadouken?
No.
His head jerks back, and he goes... His eyes light up in fear, and he says, "Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs?" Yeah. "No, me neither, but it breaks the ice."
Truly, this is the monster that Ratma has created.
This will be my final episode of Greeting.
Guys, get up here. He's being inappropriate.
Puns suck, and I'm a dad. You are also up next?
Chuck?
Yep.
All right, gloves off, man. Let's go. And I am going to cast Guiding Bolt. Chuck, to this point, hasn't really been using the big boy spells, because obviously when he casts Spiritual Weapon, he can lie. But this is a big one. This is a big one. So, I shoot this Guiding Bolt at him. That is a 26 to hit.
Oh my God.
I know. Oh, fucking Christ. D&D Beyond, don't fail me now. That is 16 radiant damage. As a flash of light streaks from, say, roar, no! And then a flash of light shoots out from my hand. And the cool thing with this is that the next attack roll made against this target before the end of my next turn has advantage, thanks to the mystical dim light glittering on the target. And then I want to use all my movement to get in this ugly guy that's not worth you at all in front of your face. No.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he said some dumb polar bear thing.
Polar bears are so cute, though.
I'm a horrible dad. I have failed you.
Out of the shadows, a Labrador-sized bat appears. And flies directly at Chuck, attacking him.
Yeah. What the crap?
And that is going to be a... 14 to hit.
Let's go! That misses as fuck. I get my shield up and block it.
Alright, so a big ass bat just bounces off of Chuck's shield.
Ah!
Did
you guys see that?
Slept up.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And then we go to Celine.
So Celine feels stronger than she did before. And like, maybe she can do a type of magic she hasn't really tried out for a bit. So I would like to cast Firebolt on the bat. Oh my God.
It's because you're dampened. You're dampened.
Wait, but no, I get advantage though, right?
Yes, you do, because it's a tackle. Because of my guiding bolt.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, it's guiding bolt. Actually.
Not because the audience is
not
No, no, because it was just an audience.
Don't
no, it's
too full of yourself.
No,
okay.
It's bad.
I did that. I did it.
That's a 21.
Woo!
Love that. So now, I will do 1d10 fire damage on the bat. Ooh, that's 9. 9 fire damage.
All right. A bolt of fiery stuff bursts from your hands and blasts this giant bat right in front of
you. And then can
you actually don't have advantage on this. I'm sorry.
What?
It's too late.
It's too late. All right,
it's too late. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
The glow of the incubus is like, oh, there's the bat.
And I would also, I would like to try to push the bat 5 feet back.
Sure.
As I do. Strength saving.
Is the bat the one that was hitting on us, or is this an additional?
This
I guess we don't know.
This is new.
I guess we don't know.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, yeah. Unless it's a cute bat.
It's another one? There's an incubus man, and then there's a bat. But there's I didn't see their mouth move, so it could be a bat.
Yeah.
I'm not metagaming here. Not from the audience.
I rolled, what am I rolling?
Strength.
Strength.
Oh, okay, that's 17.
Fine, he doesn't move. He's just on fire.
That's a swole bat.
Swole bat? That sounds like a Pokemon.
I think it is a Pokemon.
Roar.
Okay. One, I would like to give bardic inspiration to my papa and say, don't even worry. Like, he's so, like, look at his hair. It's so bad. But then I want to cast Charm Person on him.
Ooh.
I want him to be my boyfriend. okay, so he has to make a wisdom attack save of 13.
You got to get a 13 for what?
A wisdom saving throw. And he'll be my boyfriend for an hour.
Oh my god.
What'd you do?
I can tell, he's happy, we hate this.
I got a natural 20. Woo! The DM's a player too. I'm proud you did.
Thanks, buddy. I made that saving throw.
Okay, so Rourke says, oh my god, you're like so cool. Do you go to this school around here? I think I saw you one time in the hallway. Do you want to be in my band?
Now, I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
I fail.
Like, oh no, I failed.
I don't think I'm good at this. No, I'm real dumb. Okay, I got a 10 minus 1, so 9.
Okay. He goes, hey girl, are you a beaver? Cause damn.
That was good. I like that one.
Chuckles. All right.
I'm gonna save that one for later.
That's my son.
My son-in-law.
I get it. You are charmed magically.
Wait, Michael.
And you must obey his verbal and telepathic commands.
But I don't have to hurt or do anything. Okay, did they change this from 3.5? Because in 3.5, or like Pathfinder, you couldn't do anything that was like against what your nature was. So you can like kill yourself or like kill someone that's like super close to you. Is that the same or is this different? Am I going to kill my papa?
Sorry. If the target suffers from any harm or receives a suicidal command, it can repeat the saving throw, ending the effect on success.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, all mine, or all yours, whatever you need.
He's like, I want you to destroy that bear.
Oh, I can't do that. That's my hero.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about hurting other people, so.
Oh, okay, so I can harm him.
Yeah, you
totally
can.
So do I try to?
Yeah, I did it in my Thursday game. It was so much fun.
Okay, I guess.
I love to hurt my friends.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I would try to stab him.
Woo!
Because you're not wearing metal, right?
Fur.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna try to stab him. I got two. Wait, no. Can I stab him? No, because he's commanding me, so I can stab him because it's not technically my turn, right?
Yeah. Let's let you stab him though.
Oh. Okay. I rolled a nat 20.
No! What? No! Look at it.
No! I rolled a 14. No.
Let's go.
Okay, this one's on my rapier. That's a 4 plus 8.
I'm not equipped to handle this.
That's 14 damage.
Oh, that's fine. I can take that.
Okay.
Rourke, don't do that. Naughty.
Rourke, no.
another big-ass bat comes flying out of the shadows. And this one's coming after Celine.
I've died 3 times today.
Oh, that's not a good one. All. Celine does a 8 hit your armor class.
No! It was very
sorry,
bad.
Everybody. I'm letting everyone down. Drop Bear.
Yeah, well, drop
two bats, one Incubus.
One Rourke.
One Rourke.
It's actually really hard to hear this.
There's an Incubus, and there are two bats, and Rourke seems to have turned upon you.
Well, first, I don't think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna try and hide. But also, I'm now multi-class. And I got fighter one.
Hell yeah,
so
baby.
I can do, like, what's that? Is it 7 meters? It's on here somewhere. Yeah. So one of you guys knows.
It's a second wind.
Second wind. Yeah, I do that. It's like 10 plus a V. D10 what?
Plus your level.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so D10
plus one. Not four.
Well, fighter levels.
Nat 20. So I'm going to heal back for 8. Hide. All
right. Chuck.
Cool.
Yeah, roll for that stealth, though.
Okay, what?
Roll stealth.
Two. This.
Dice is trash.
9 stealth.
All right, yeah, you feel like your ass might be hanging out a little bit. All right, Chuck.
Take the suit off. You're making me sweat.
It's so hot.
Michael DeMauro, yeah. I would like to cast Bane on all of these things, I think.
Including me?
Yeah, all the three creatures. Okay, they need to make a charisma save, please. All three.
All three?
And the incubus.
If I go over there later and that's a 20, I'm going to... All
right. Sorry, what do they make? One ball?
Charisma saving throw.
Okay, these are the bats. That is a 15 and a 12.
15 succeeds, 12 does not.
Okay.
So so one of the bats is baneded. Hell yeah, baby. So whenever you do an attack roll or saving throw, you need to roll a d4 and subtract that from whatever you get. It's going to make the live show so smooth to add so many more dice.
Let's get some more dice in the mix.
And can I use... I'm going to... I was going to ask, but I didn't want 13 people...
Are you sure?
I kind of do another thing with it.
I'm
going to take the help action as a bonus for Rourke.
Yeah.
So that you get advantage to break out of your sinful, worldly ways.
Oh my God. I'm so lustful.
And,
She's so horny.
Stop doing lust.
It's not her fault.
It's the first time a cute boy ever came to town. Besides Screech.
Okay. And then me and you both get... we both get 5 temporary hit points, Rourke.
How many? 5?
5.
I'm full, though.
But it's temporary.
Oh, 5, 10.
Yep, that's my turn.
Okay, so that just debuffs them?
Yes.
Okay, it doesn't
matter. The main?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
But, like, everything you do, yeah.
So it's good. Suck.
Yeah, no, I love Bane.
All right, well...
A spell.
Not.
I like Bane in the Harley Quinn show, the cartoon.
Show.
He's really funny in that.
Season 3 is coming out like in a week and a
half. A big ass bat comes at Chuck.
Shit!
We're in bat country.
That's,
I've always wanted to say that.
That is technically calm.
Reroll.
Unless yeah, no, you're low. Right. You're totally right. Minus D4. So. Yeah, whatever your bonus is, it doesn't hit my 18 armor class. Get out of here.
All right, so then we go to Celine.
I would like to cast the spell Alter Self.
Ooh.
And I have a question for you, Michael.
So it says in here that you can't appear as a creature of a different size than you. But is that saying I just can't be a different size? Can I still look like another creature that is perhaps smaller than me? Say, a creature that is maybe Ratmaritmo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think that you're the same size. I mean, she...
Like a little smaller?
I think she is technically small. Yeah, but you could be a medium-sized Ratma.
Big Ratma.
A big Ratma. Who's medium-sized?
Hey, I made myself big for
so,
you.
So,
yeah. Look at me, I'm a big girl. I'm engorged for you, baby.
So yeah, so all of a sudden, so I have clambered my way up into the attic, and you see a swirl of light going around, very Sailor Moon transformation sequence style, and all of a sudden you see Ratmaritmo, and she does. Oh, well, I guess, do we know the name of this creature? I guess we don't.
I assumed it was Kyle, but that's because I'm an idiot.
Everyone's Kyle now.
In my hand, I just went with Brandon.
So
let's go.
Celine is Ratma says, "Hey, what are you doing? Stop it here!" And points at him. And that's gonna be a maybe intimidation.
Ooh.
An intimidation roll. Let me get to
in your check against that. Minus D4, baby.
You want me to roll?
Yeah.
Drop Air uses the light to make a note of where everybody is.
Well, I rolled a natural one. So, is that good?
That was your fault.
Maybe I'll roll a natural one.
Minus four.
19!
No!
The devil's natural one.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Minus D4, maybe it'll...
Will that do anything? No. Okay, cool. So yeah, so she, Ratma says, "You stop it there." And then what does the incubus, how does he respond?
He goes, I like this big, I like this big Ratma.
He loves it.
Is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see you myself in your pants.
This guy's good.
You gotta give it up.
Is that your turn?
Maybe I will do... No, you know what? I'm just gonna let it go for right now. I'm gonna let it go and think of my next turn.
Or...
okay, can I guess...
Go ahead and make a wisdom save.
Okay, and I get...
advantage.
15 is one of them, and one is the other. So I'm going to go with the 15.
That's a good solid choice.
Is it though?
It's...
Woohoo!
You are no longer charmed.
Oh.
Damn.
I
just get like really sad.
You still feel some of it though.
Okay, maybe he still does like me. I think that maybe I just need to convince him.
No.
I try to charm him again. This is so stupid, but I'm absolutely gonna do it.
Wonderful.
It's for the fans.
Oh no.
Four.
What is it again? Is it
13? Wisdom. Sorry, wisdom
13.
Yeah, do
that.
D4.
Well, but I'm gonna roll D4.
He's disadvantaged
if you roll
because
two,
of the audience.
You lose.
If I roll anything but a one,
anything
I lose.
But a one.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's cocked. That's
no,
cocked.
It's not.
That's
no,
cocked.
It's not.
Totally good, baby. That's a three.
Get banged.
Yes.
Who is this Ratmaritmo? For I have only eyes for you.
Bro.
Well, you're our friend now. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have.
Let's just hang out. You want to go to band practice?
He can do his magical power against you. He leans in to kiss you.
Oh my god. Ooh. Or like it's like perfect. She like closes her eyes and is like, oh.
Stop. Don't
do it. So far.
Yeah.
I'm like being bit by two bats simultaneously.
Yeah. Stop.
Your flower. Make a constitution saving throw.
Oh shit, I'm good at this.
Wait, okay, hold on.
You need to do really bad now.
Oh wait, do I? Okay, I do have a 16 in this, but I rolled a 3 plus 3, so
six. You did possibly bad rolls tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Good vibes.
So yeah, you feel what is happening?
I'm kissing my boyfriend.
How many hit points do you have?
Please don't kill me. I've got 40.
40? What the hell?
Well, 5 or 10.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
I have 16.
Bro, you gotta get your...
Did you level up?
Your HP's up.
My shit broken.
What's wrong? Chuck just like can be knocked over with a breath.
I'm old. You take 32 points of just the most wonderful psychic.
Oh my god, is this like Demolition Man? Are we mind melding?
It feels like your soul is being sucked into his body.
Oh my god.
So what happens when she charmed you though?
She wanted the kids. And so
I said you're my boyfriend.
The lust.
I really fucked up that
Wait, did you charm him to hurt you badder?
Well, okay, I didn't mean to, but I think that's what happened.
Safe word is kumquat.
Sometimes you're just trying to get your soul sucked. I get it.
Yeah.
So you said 32 damage.
Yeah.
Okay, that would have killed me.
I think you'd
be so dead.
You're next, baby.
Yeah,
don't suck me.
I've never felt more alive.
I'm not
going
to suck you.
I need to figure out my character. Why do I only have 60 left?
All right. Drop hair.
How do I lose hit points on my turn?
Because I think he goes after you, but the way that your turn goes, it always bleeds in. It's been very confusing. I love it.
Drop bear.
Yeah.
This demon is making out with Rourke. And there's just bats bouncing off of Chuck.
Somehow this is the worst day of my life.
And he's been to war.
That is a nat 20. That is a nat 20.
Oh, yeah. That's a nat 20 to attack, and I say, hey, Incubus, you must not be wearing pants, because I can see your dick.
Is he wearing pants?
Yeah, what is he wearing?
Is he wearing?
Yeah, well, yeah. Give us, paint us your mind a picture.
So he has just devilishly, wonderfully flourishing hair.
Oh,
you know, just a beautiful face.
Does he have wings?
Naked, glistening body.
Oh,
just a little like fur tufts over his nether.
He's got a little.
You're not sure if it's like his hair.
Is he like a little Mr. Tumnus situation?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
And we all want to fuck Mr. Tumnus.
Oh,
we all
do. Want to fuck Mr. Tumnus.
And he's got some cool leathery wings. Well,
does he have a tail?
Did you say he has nether wings? Like he has wings on his dick?
Those are his balls.
I'm sorry. I thought you said he had nether wings.
Leather wings.
It's winged for your pleasure.
That would feel so cool, though.
I don't think so.
He goes, this is how I get it up. It's wings.
Get it, wings.
He's allowed to say it because it's wings.
You signed a waiver.
I don't know what's happening.
We might talk about common erections at the live shows. That's okay.
We talked about bulls like 2 weeks ago, and we talked about coming last
We're
week.
We're losing
so
our goddamn mind.
It only makes sense that we'll talk about dicks this week.
Oh, yeah.
We're sick in the brain.
Sorry, what did you drop?
We have to get put down.
I rolled all my damage, and then it took so long that I forgot what it was.
Oh man,
six.
That's D&D, baby.
This is why we need to do more live shows. This is fun.
And then sneak attack with a 2 and 6. It's a 6. 17. Second attack. Second attack is 16 to hit. My goal.
That 16, I believe.
Yes. What did I say? 17 and another one.
22. I'm good at that.
plus four, so 26 damage.
26
damage? Oh, Jesus Christ. Shit.
All right, well,
if
again.
It does have a dick, I hit it.
It's behind that fur.
So, yeah. Wait.
Oh, yeah. What? It's, yeah, you find it because it's
is it so
unmistakable.
Big?
Yeah.
The wings.
The wings.
What's oh,
the,
yeah.
It's like Hunter Biden.
Yeah, what?
Big. Oh, man.
I think I heard Josh laughing.
The number of times we do jokes for like one guy that same drop.
Honestly, it's always worth it.
Why am I playing an old fat warrior man?
The Josh is demanded.
The Josh is demanded.
He doesn't die, but boy, he looks bad. What did you just describe what it looks like?
It was yeah, it was just like a big wind up like those.
Did you Google Hunter Biden's dick?
Oh no!
Wow! It's pretty big. I would have had to roll a two to hit that. That was.
You should have advantage.
Wow! He's my husband.
Oh my god!
I mean, it's probably like a punch, but then it kind of like. I never swing with the other weapon, but it gets stuck in there, and you can yank it, yanking it out, it does more damage.
Your mic fell off.
Huh?
David.
My mic fell off, where is
it? Oh! Immediately calls for David. David, please.
All right, awesome. Chuck.
What? Okay, so two bats.
Two bats.
I like that Chuck is just dealing with both the bats. And like, two bats.
Fuck. I should have been paying better attention, but it's been a lot.
No, you did just see Hunter Biden's dick in front of all these people, so.
I'm cool.
Doopy doopy doo. How's your HP?
It's very low.
Okay.
Yeah, your daughter Mama, is you having her soul sucked at the moment.
Stop sucking my daughter! And
stop,
I would
looking my daughter in front of me.
Oh god. Yeah, I would like to do cure wounds at second level. And that's 2d8 to you. Ooh, an 8. Look at me go. Ooh, a 7.
15.
Plus 5. 20 HP back
holy
to you.
Shit.
I love this.
I love to have 20 freaking wisdom.
I feel good again.
And I'll do that.
It's not my turn yet, so it doesn't matter.
And let me quickly see if I have any boner actions. What I call bonus actions, it's fun.
Can I ask a question while you're figuring out your actions? Can I do, so it's concentration to remain looking like the wonderful Rat Maritmo. Am I able, do I immediately lose it if I like cast another spell?
Only a concentration spell.
If I cast another concentration spell, got it.
I use my Fey Gift the second time in order to take the help action so that you have advantage in the next person that attacks the horrid incubus. And, okay, I use Spite this time, so that the temporary hit points. So until the start of your next turn, the first time the creature you help hits a target with an attack, that target has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes. So, help action is a bonus action.
Mm. You stop! You suck!
And, the next time the next person that hits it gives a disadvantage, if that makes sense.
Got it.
And that's my turn.
Okay. A big ass bat bumps into you.
Quit!
That's so much worse than last
time. Yeah.
Nothing happens.
It looks
at you and is like, eh.
It bonks against my back. I'm like, whoop.
And Celine.
So, okay, so Celine is still a Ratma. So, okay.
Celine is still a Ratma is my activation.
Is Rourke still making out with the incubus?
Rourke is making out with the incubus.
We're over the clothes, over the pants stuff.
Okay, so Ratma comes up behind the incubus and like kind of like puts her arms around him like, hey, sexy little thing. And
there's
got to
be art about this.
I would like to cast Shocking Grasp on him.
just sound him a little bit.
I just want to shock him a little bit, okay? Just a little lightning.
I'm going to bankrupt myself, fan arting.
Someone brought their violet wand.
I will give thousands of dollars for fan art of this.
That's a 24.
Holy shit. My god, that so hits.
And you do have advantage. You want to see if you crit?
I mean, shit, why not? What if? I did, but I rolled pretty good again.
Nice, and the incubus has disadvantage.
Okay, cool. So now I'm going to do 1d8 lightning damage, and it can't take reactions until the start of my next turn, or sort of its next turn. That's 4 lightning damage.
I'm guessing, Rourke, you're feeling just this electricity flowing.
It's
through
the
you.
Chemistry
like,
between us. Yeah. Oh my god.
It's beautiful. I said I'd take you to prom.
Daddy daughter prom.
Rourke, it is your turn.
Okay.
You have charmed this incubus.
Yes.
It is under your control, but it is also sucking your soul out.
Right, and I just can't stop kissing him. But I can I make him fall asleep? And sure. Pretend to be dead? I want to, like, while I'm kissing him, I'll be like, Mama, I want you to sleep. And then you just pretend to be dead so my dad doesn't kill you. And then we'll sneak out and we'll get married in the cemetery. I love you.
You all owe Nika $15.
The demonic incubus falls unconscious to the ground.
I don't even have to try.
Yeah, disadvantage.
Oh, yeah. And so he ain't gonna
make it. Not really. He's charmed. If you just tell him to lay down, he'll just do it.
Oh, wait, he's like, yes, queen.
I was gonna cast the spell sleep and make him go sleepy, like magical. So that way he would look super dead. I want to do that because I want to protect
he's
him.
He's really fucking asleep.
He's crazy asleep.
All right. Got a crazy asleep guy there.
I put a vial up to his lips. Like, I pretend I'm going to do a Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I pretend that together. I get
it. Yeah, and then I say, you need to spend time with me.
Young lady, put that nightshade down this instant.
Big hairy back.
That's me. I can't wait for our rabies vaccine arc right after this.
You're so prepared still, aren't you?
The bats sort of look at each other, and then look at you guys, and then look at each other, and then look at the clock. And then they're both sort of like motion towards the window, and they're going to go unless you guys stop them.
I'm going to take an opportunity to like, I'm pissed.
I got an Atroni. Yay!
Fuck these bats.
And that is a... freaking 8 damage as I bash it.
You just like hit him in the butt as they fly out the window.
You smash the one that was already hurt and it dies, and the other one smashes through the window and flies off and goes,
fuck you! Score one for Chuck.
And you have succeeded. You see a black chest in the back of the room.
Got through an entire combat encounter without dying, gang. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Papa. Clap for my father.
Clap for Papa.
That was a pretty good fight, you guys. I gotta go.
Okay. Bye. Yours runs off so fast.
So you're all standing in the
house, I guess. Does he have like a phylactery or something? I don't know. And I like pick him up by his disgusting feet and start dragging him towards like the chest or something.
He makes indescribable. That's what I wanted.
I did trip over his huge dick.
Oh, my bad. Oops. As you drag it, he makes an indescribable.
It's hard.
Indescribable.
Undescribable.
What are you looking for?
Unmistakable.
Unmistakable. Ah, yes.
He's making an unmistakable dog dragon.
What? Oh my god.
That's a callback to Deer and that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was very weird. Nice job, brother.
I don't mean.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Screech, you're back.
Yeah, sorry, I had to go take care of something. Everything okay?
You missed the battle again, you little shit word.
This is my boyfriend.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Nice dick.
Can I find like a tablecloth, like a big tablecloth?
Like a banquet tablecloth.
Yeah, there's gotta be like a busted one out there that you can put over him.
I don't know why I think, but I want to shove him in his black chest. That feels right.
We gotta get something like out of the chest. We need the shears? What were they?
The bolt cutters.
Yeah, okay, the bolt cutters. Yeah.
All right, so you pop that chest open, yep. And you exchange an incubus for some magic bolt cutters.
You yes. go in there, yeah. Bye.
Push him down in there.
And then I say, I'll come up and get you later.
No, you won't.
And then later I do drag the chest back to my... You go boom, boom, boom.
I was going to say...
Down the stairs.
After you guys walk away, I just bash this thing every 6 seconds.
Oh my god! And run! Also, I would like, why this is happening, I assume there's got to be a mirror up here in this attic, and Selena's just looking at herself as Ratma, like,
Okay. Do you guys want to try these bolt cutters?
Selene?
No, the other guy.
The other guy. Yeah, let's try them.
Can we try them on the incubus Hunter Biden's dick?
No, that's not the point! That's not the point!
Do you not cut that off?
You gotta get the collar. The collar. I don't want to touch it, though.
The dick?
No, neither. Okay. Neither.
We go downstairs, and we weirdly named Skin Kyle. I prop him up. I like his hair. His very French face.
Why did that look disgusting?
Your makeup is running, my brother. Yeah, I actually didn't say I was going to. I'm just holding him. You do it.
I don't. Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You don't know how to use.
And then I just take him. Chomp.
The collar falls away, and Celine, you expect his head to explode. Or
yeah,
something.
I'm like wincing, like.
His eyes slowly open. Merilor, thank you for freeing me. You must be friends if you took me to Zeratma.
Are you still Ratma?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm Ratma.
Well, Ratma, I must tell you something. But the way my people do these things, we only express ourselves through song.
Oh, great.
So, everybody. Do you people? Oh.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.